and welcome back to the Wizards of Ecom podcast. This is your host Noemi, and I'm pumped about today's episode. Today's topic is books, more specifically the top three favorite books of our guests on the show. I'm giving you a short background of where I am coming from when it comes to books. Books used to be my least favorite topic to talk about back in my childhood, as I did not understand the concept of why would someone really read a book instead of watching a movie version of it. However, as I grew up, I became wiser and I realized that not all books are equal and that I could actually choose the type of books I want to read, and not only to do it for the mandatory reading we had to do for school so I can pass the last grade. But generally, I can read the book because I found it a good investment of my time, so I can become even smarter and make smarter decisions in the future. Now, coming from the perspective of a young adult, I realized that books are nothing else than blueprints, sometimes even highly detailed SOPs, as I like to call them, that once I apply to my life and my business will really help me excel in growth, right? So in the words of two of my dearest mentors, Robert and Kim Kiyosaki, who changed 180 degrees my mindset, and I quote, "You will make some mistakes, but if you learn from those mistakes will become wisdom, and wisdom is essential to becoming wealthy." Based on that, if you want to really become smart in a very short period of time, here it is a shortcut for you. Start to learn from someone else's mistakes. And that's what books are. Stories of fellow human beings going through life, figuring things out, and coming up with a solution to their problem that eventually you can apply right within your life and businesses, and can 10x your way of becoming wealthy. Without further ado, I am pleased to share the first episode of our quarterly mini-series, Top 3 Favorite Books and Why, of our previous guests.
Let the show begin.
Number one that changed my life when I was like 18, 17 is Rich Dad Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. It's a very basic book, but it helped me a lot in changing way of thinking. I mean, I had my mind as an entrepreneur since I was like 5 years old, I think, or maybe more. I always liked that part of buying and selling. It was part of my life, part of my DNA. But that book was talking about a lot of passive income, you know, build your net worth, or try to build passive incomes. Through a long time, I wasn't be able to do as much for that. You know, it was mostly active income, active businesses. I am gradually building my passive incomes, you know, and it was always in me because of that book. And I love the way Rich Dad was telling to the kid that you can have whatever you want. You just need to find a way, something that pays them. But then if I have income that covers that expensive car, why not?
For me, Rich Dad Poor Dad gave me that permission to not be the career woman and not, you know, need to do all of those things, right? And so I loved that book. I thought it was really good. And I read also The Cash Flow Quadrant, and it was, you know, such a good book in terms of understanding like, hey, I'm never going to get out of this rat race until I build assets. And that's where you get from self-employed to being a business owner and removing yourself from the business. So I think like those two books were just so core in becoming a business owner and growing as a business owner. The Lean Startup by Eric Ries, that really helped me in understanding not only product development, but how to take that minimum viable product and move forward.
Traction by Gino Whitman. It's a business book, and I totally recommend it to anyone, even if you don't apply that specific system in the book, but it's very, very helpful for you as a person, as an entrepreneur, basically. It's a book called Raising Cain. It's written by two American psychologists. It's helping you understand the emotions and of young boys. And I have a son who's 9. And I found it so interesting, but not only for a boy's parent, but for, you know, for understanding men, for understanding life, for understanding relationships. It's very interesting. I totally recommend it to you as well.
One of my favorite books is Key Person of Influence by Daniel Priestley. really great for building yourself, your personal branding in your industry. So he has a five-step strategy of doing that, and it's really great with like the marketing side of things. It's pitching your voice. So it's like you need a perfect pitch, and then you've got to publish your ideas. And then it's about productizing the value that you have, and then raising your profile. And then there's partnerships as well. So that's really key things of building your personal brand. And that's what I'm doing as well, building my personal brand in the last year. And I'm doing everything that he's saying in the book, and just really sort of keeping everything consistent. The second book I mentioned to Carlos actually last time, and it's one of my favorites, is Building a Story Brand by Donald Miller.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a really, really good book that I just praise and tell people, like, you should read it. It's really great. And that's using a seven-step method, a story brand method, to building your brand as well in the marketing arena. So I think that's really good. And then the third book that I really actually enjoyed as well is actually from the same author, mm-hmm. Daniel Priestley again, called Oversubscribed. So mm-hmm. that book is about making people want your services, that they'll pay top money for it. You have to be so scarce at what you do. So basically it's the scarcity, but being able to price yourself at a particular level. And then, you know, you basically, people, instead of finding 10 clients, you just need 2 clients to cover, you know, the cash flow for like the month and stuff. This talking about being oversubscribed. So you basically, people want your services, but you know, there's a particular way and strategy he uses in the book. And I think that's a really good one, and especially if you're talking about products or any services that you have in business. I think that's a good book to read.
My first one is a children's book, and it's called I Love You. I've read this book maybe 200 times, and like at least, because I have had 2 children on my laps. I Love You, Stinky Face. Love Languages would have to be another one. 5 Agreements is another one.
My favorite book of all time is The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho. And the thing I like about it is that it's all about going for your dream, not somebody else's dream, going for your dream, and then doing whatever it takes within reason to get there, and surmounting every obstacle that comes along. And one part of the story, this young lad goes across to North Africa, and within an hour, he's robbed of all his money. Now, he could have given up and tried to get back to Spain, but he doesn't. He perseveres and he figures out a way forward. And that is the story all the way through. It's a really, really brilliant book, and I love it. My second favorite book is one that I've read a couple of times, Maxwell Maltz and Cybernetics or Cybernetic Thinking. I can't remember the title now. And it's brilliant because he covers all the stuff we've talked about. Yeah, but this was he was writing, God, maybe 70, 80 years ago.
The probably most impactful is Dale Carnegie's book. I actually have it on my desk, How to Win Friends and Influence People. The number one most insightful lesson to me from that book was like, at the end of the day, all of us are doing business with humans. It doesn't matter if Amazon's the platform. It doesn't matter if we're consultants or agencies. It's all about building relationships. So learning some of the relationship building tips that were in that book were absolutely amazing for me. And I think it truly made me a better human on top of it, not only in business. Mm-hmm. Shoe Dog is another really cool one. I think that one's super cool because it's about Nike. And it's basically about what all of us in this industry are doing. You know, like Phil Knight flies to China with $500 to like get his first orders and build relationships with manufacturers. So I absolutely love that book.
No Excuses by Brian Tracy. He really just cuts to the chase. He gets you action steps. He doesn't let you continue making excuses for why you can or can't do anything. So I definitely love to go back to that one when I need a little kick in the butt because I'm having some bad days. Another one recently actually was just very entertaining, but also has a lot of wisdom, is Green Lights from Matthew McConaughey's new book. Mm-hmm. And I like to listen to it on Audible because it's very entertaining the way that he reads and the way that he talks. The book is kind of a memoir, but he's a great storyteller and lots of just nuggets of wisdom in it. So I love to hang on to that. That's one of my new favorites. I've actually listened to it a time and a half now because it is just, it's good stuff. And then another one of my favorites, I guess, is my own. I know it seems silly to say that, but you know, I've actually, because I teach a lot of the stuff that's in there, and it's not really, it's not Amazon based. It's more of just like kind of getting to your big dream. So dream big, step small. And I actually, because I teach it, I go back through it a lot and try to teach certain sections. And I'm just always reminded of how simple success can be if you just take one small step at a time. So I need those reminders. And so it's one of my favorites to go back to because I need to be reminded. I want fast and quick too. I mean, who doesn't? But the reality is that nothing great happens like that. It's just a journey and a process. So.
One of my favorite ones, and I think it's a classic, is, of course, How to Make Friends and Influence People is a good one. I like that one because I aspire to be someone, or at least in my communications, who will like communicate things well. And I think my intent is always good, but I know I'm not as good as communicating my goodwill and intent. Sometimes it doesn't come across as well, if I'm being honest. So that, I think that was a really good book. And then, I mean, Daily Readers, to be honest, I think the Bible is a good resource. Proverbs is the wealth of knowledge. So one, you know, that I think, again, it just keeps you grounded. It was a good one I read recently. I think it's called It Takes What It Takes. But it was a really good book on not so much positive thinking. The author called it neutral thinking, which is kind of interesting. And I think it's what a lot of people who preach positive thinking, their intent is. He just explained it in a way that I found really intriguing. And so the premise of the book is sometimes when we aspire to think positively, our subconscious knows we're full of crap, you know, like, oh, yeah, it's going to be a great day. And it wasn't a good day. And so the intent of the book was thinking on acknowledging the reality of the situation, but then not allowing the negativity to cloud that, and more of a positive ongoing.
A very popular one called Made to Stick by Dan and Chip Heath. Brilliant book. Very easy to read, great loads of analogies, and it's all about getting your messaging to stick and your brand to stick in the minds of your customers. Great book. Recommend it to anybody. Another one is The Hidden Persuaders. This one's a little less known, but I think it's a great one, by Vance Packard. It's a great book. It kind of talks deep about the psychology of your customers, a bit like what we've been talking about today again. The Master and His Emissary by Ian McGilchrist. That's about like the divided brain and the left brain and the right brain thinking, and how they connect together and how they think differently, and how we have two perspectives on the world at any one time. And that really does play into video as well, because when you show them a message, we're thinking about the message in two different ways. One, the overall idea of what's happening in the video, and two, the more data or the detailed thinking of it as like what's being said, like what's happening, and what's kind of like what's important about this ad, and trying to listen. But at the same time, the right hand brain thinking is just taking in the whole concept, the whole idea of that whole video. So
I think Foundation Series is definitely up there. In terms of self-development, Scott Adams has a really good book. It's called How to Fail at Almost Everything and Still Win Big. I really like that book.
It's called On Rhetoric by Aristotle. This is the translation by George Kennedy. Basically, it's upping my game with speaking and just communicating, because rhetoric, or back in the ancient Greek days, a rhetor was somebody who spoke in front of people, and they basically made a whole art of the science behind speaking, and ethos, pathos, logos, like these ideas of how you can connect better with people. So I have been geeking out recently with anything Dan Ariely has written. He is a behavioral economist. I think it's Brown that he's at. I always get the wrong university. Brilliant. And his main book that most people know is called Predictably Irrational. And the whole book is about how the science behind and the psychology behind why people make decisions. Mm-hmm. And in a nutshell, everyone makes irrational decisions. We all do all the time, but we rationalize them internally. And so it's kind of a marketing book on like how you can sort of get into people's heads and figure out what, you know, how to help them make decisions, you know, one way or another.
Crossing the Chasm, great book about hypergrowth and just getting over the hump. You know, if you're an Amazon seller and you have a home run, man, you've got to make sure that you're on track, like to be able to get over that chasm. If not, you'll fall into the chasm. In Search of Excellence was a good book, and it's just it talks to different entrepreneurs about, well, it just shows different entrepreneurs and what they've done to become excellent. Exitpreneur from Joe Valley. So you, I don't know if you guys know Joe over at Quiet Light Brokers. He just released this book, and I bought it the day that he released it. And I got to tell you, this is a great book. It's a step-by-step approach of what you have to do to make sure that you exit efficiently. And he did a great job breaking it down.
Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki, of course. You know, you grow up with a very fixed idea of the world and how it works and what a job is and how you make a living and you know, money and what money is, how to handle it and how people use it. And I read that and that was like, wow, like totally, you know, flipped everything on its head and my perspective, work and yeah, how you make money. So 4-Hour Work Week by Tim Ferriss. You know, I mean, it's not like, you know, now, like I think about it, I'm like, it's not super practical. Like it's, you know, but when I read that book, I was like, holy crap. Like, I think that's the book that I was like, I'm leaving. I'm selling my stuff. I'm getting out of here. I'm going to work online. Like, I'm going to make this happen. Right. So he really sold that dream really well. Right. Work from anywhere, live the life you want. And I was like, hell yeah. So that was another really great one for our work week. And then Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, which can be a boring read for some people, but it's really, and it's not just about, you know, Think and Grow Rich. It's not just about business. It's really about mindset, setting goals, giving yourself really good affirmations day and night so that you're always visualizing and keeping your eye on the money. And when I initially read it, I didn't even use it for any sort of business goals. I just used it for like personal goals, fitness goals, all those sort of things.
I recently started reading The Art of Negotiation by Chris Voss. It's an amazing book. He's an ex-FBI negotiator. The other one is How to Speak to Your Kids and When and Why. It's basically for parents speaking to their kids, but it's amazing how much of that book can actually transform or, you know, apply to your everyday life with grown-ups and adults and your business. I was like, wow.
Deep Work by Cal Newport. It's been one that I've been kind of following. I'm trying this year to really focus on leverage and scaling myself and how I think about my business. So Deep Work has been a really good one. Kind of the concept there is just like work blocking. So I think a lot of people like sit down for 9 hours and like chip away at stuff. They go on email, then they go on Facebook, then they'll do a little bit of work for a little bit, then they jump on a call. And like, it's very distracted work and it's not, you're doing a lot of stuff, but you're not accomplishing a lot. And so Deep Work is really about like blocking time out to just be like hyper-focused on the things that matter in your business, not being busy, but being thoughtful about your work. So I think Deep Work's a great one. One of my classics, I'll kind of, you know, rewind the clock like 20 years, but it informs a lot of what I do in business. It's a book called Purple Cow by Seth Godin. Concept of that book is just being super unique, right? Like as Amazon sellers, we try to just like iterate on what else is out in the marketplace, but we don't really stand out in terms of the products we bring to market or how we bring them to market. Purple Cow is this concept of like, if you were driving through a field in, you know, Missouri or whatever, or on a highway in Missouri, and you looked out and you saw a purple cow in the middle of a field, like that would be crazy compelling. You'd get out of your car, you'd take photos of it. Like it would be crazy. Make your products and your brands and the things that you bring to the table in business as unique as a purple cow, like something that's remarkable and worth talking about and worth seeing and worth clicking on, worth buying. So Purple Cow is an awesome book. And then another one, if you want to like burn some brain cells and like get really, really deep, this is not one that you can't listen in Audible. I've tried to, and it's a little bit difficult. So this is much more of a sit downer when you're ready to get deep in life, is a book called Principles by Ray Dalio. Super successful billionaire hedge fund investor, and just has a really unique take on both the business world as well as life in general. And so, it, yeah, just kind of the principles that have shaped his life and career kind of embedded in that book. Again, kind of heady stuff. It's a little bit deep, but gotten a ton of the nuggets out of that book. So,
Good to Great. Good to Great is a really great book. Part of the reason I like it is because they studied so many companies and they came out with commonalities of like what made those companies great. So it's like a really data-driven business book. And if you think about it, that's a sort of rare. A lot of business books are like from someone's thoughts. And this one, they actually like did a huge comprehensive study and came up with some commonalities of businesses that are strong performers. I really like that one. Something else that I really, really enjoy, Conspiracy by Ryan Holiday. That was probably my favorite book that I read last year.
Good one.
Conspiracy is a really interesting, it's like a business suspense drama, Saltwater Buddha. Saltwater Buddha was a book I read in like my maybe 20s. And it's a story of someone who like left it all behind to like move to Hawaii and go be a surfer. And I really enjoyed it.
The E-Myth that you just pulled out. I love that book. Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Again, a classic. Everybody knows that book. And it's one of my favorite books. And then one that many people don't know is called The Power of Habit. How to use habit to kind of retrain your brain into doing things correctly. But those are my three favorite books. And the last book I read was called Mindset. And I really liked that book. It was really nice. It's about trying to understand the difference between a fixed mindset and a growth mindset and how to catch yourself when you're in the fixed mindset and believing that you cannot do things that you clearly can do. We're all there at some point. And, for different type of actions and just being able to understand when you're there and how to get yourself out of it so that you're constantly in a growth mindset is interesting. You should, yeah, it was a good read.
Shoe Dog by Phil Knight, the founder of Nike. You wouldn't believe how similar your story as an Amazon seller can be to this guy. Because this guy faced, inventory issues, he faced shortage issues, he faced cash issues, he faced everything you can go through as an Amazon seller or as an e-commerce seller or as a business owner selling physical products. So I totally recommend it. I've read it at least three times, two times when I was managing my private label business. And once again, now that I'm part of Better MS, just to get back and take a look at how does it feel to be on the other side? Because nowadays what I do is run ads, but I've been on both sides and I know what it feels like. And Phil Knight is helping me get back in those shoes again. The other two, like really, it really depends if you want to go more aggressive on a business focus, scaling up. It's a really great book. So the book is about setting the goals for your company for the next 5 to 10 years. For people that are young and are just getting started, we usually don't have a good idea of how a business should look like. And we're just thinking, 6 months from now, 12 months from now. That book actually helped me think about how do I see the company 5 years from now? And I stumbled upon not knowing what was going to happen 5 years from now. So that book helped me set goals, helped me set what we wanted to achieve, stuff like that. Another really good one that the team recommended was Atomic Habits. But I will say the third one is going to be the 5 a.m. Club from Robin Sharma. You can be part of my club and be on the 6 a.m. Club instead. But it's not about the time you wake up. It's about the things you do up right when waking up religiously that set you up for the day. Mm-hmm. That's where the difference is. So if you want to join Noemi's or my club, feel free. And that book can help you understand why that.